Often I get challenged because I am a woman in IT, but I expect that, which is sad because the younger women don't expect that.
My name is Esprit Devorah, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. Yes, we are in Phoenix, Arizona, celebrating the most extraordinary women in tech. And it has been exciting to be part of this event called ACT. ACT is an inspiring, collaborative, just connective atmosphere of heart-driven leaders pushing women in tech forward, produced by this beautiful organization called Chick Tech. Hello, Jean. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to meet you too.
And I hear you started a podcast as well.
I'm working on starting a podcast about women talking IT. I know. So I had to connect with you. So there we go.
This is rad. Okay. Yeah. Start out. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do, and we'll get into what your podcast is going to be about.
Yeah. All right. That sounds great. So I'm on the older side of the tech world.
Okay.
But it took me till I was like 35 to get into tech. So I was working in education. I worked at City Colleges of Chicago, and I did some consulting stuff. And I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in the clearinghouse for 10 years.
Wow.
And a friend of mine who worked in IT said, you need to come to the company I work for.
Right.
And that was CompuCom. So I went there, and I was like, home, this is it.
Yeah.
I belong here. Yeah. And it was so great. So I started managing. I had some technical skills, and I understood the concept, but I didn't really have any background in it.
Right.
So I just started running it, and I found out technical management of technical people and some of those things. So I got really pumped, and I got into it. So I worked for them for a long time.
Right.
Then I went to consulting.
Yeah.
And when I was in the CompuCom, I actually had an account at Kraft Foods that we had like 35 technical people there.
Right.
And not one of them was talking to each other. They were all over the place.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So I just got their act together. I got the billing together. I did a lot of the hard back office work in technology, but that nobody wants to do. It's not the sexy stuff. But I got it, and then I started managaging the people, and then I got more and more of the tech. It was heaven.
I mean, it's a little bit daunting to go from no tech to tech later on in life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it moves so fast. Even if you grow up in it, it's changed overnight. How do you...
And we were just before Y2K. It was
That's crazy.
But what I find with tech is that I can, if you listen to them, you can talk, you can understand. Like, I learned, this is what I thought, some of my area specialty was.
Tell me.
I knew how to translate.
Yeah.
So the geeks would talk geek.
Right.
And I'd be, okay, what you mean is you're going to move it from one server to another. And they're going, export the data,
this, that, the other.
And I'm going, you're just going to move it from one data to the other. What's the interface? And they're like, oh, she understands.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah,
you
know,
and we're talking, so 1999, 98, 99, they were like, oh my God, here's a woman who actually understands what the hell we're saying.
Right.
So for me, that was like, yeah, I can speak geek.
Yeah.
So that's how really I got into it. I can translate from geek to regular language.
Yeah.
And then implement it. So,
and you're going to do this on your podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So talk about your podcast.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I've been doing a lot of things. I consulted, and I got help desk is like my area of specialty.
Help
desk. Support.
Yeah.
Support. Any of the back end support.
Yeah.
Because no matter what sexy thing you're
it
doing.
It means you're super technical because you need to really understand in order to communicate
I'm
it on the regular
driven.
Like that. Okay.
Technical issues are one thing. I got technical people if they really want to geek out on
it. Yeah.
But what happens is you need a process in a support environment to really get the work done.
Right.
And to support, like all the projects that are getting done, they're fabulous. Guess who got to support it?
Yeah.
My entire team.
Right.
Like right now, I manage a team offshore. There's 35 guys offshore who manage for our clients.
Oh my gosh, I hate managing. How do you do it?
I don't mind it.
Okay, give us a managing tip.
Okay, well, when they're in India and you have a project manager there, it's a whole lot easier than having them on site and doing that. You know, managing tip, if they're not following the process, you can pin them to a wall and make sure they follow the process. If they don't follow the process, then you move them out.
Yeah.
It's pretty basic. And the other thing is I'm transparent. I say, this is what I expect from you. These are what the processes are.
Right.
If there's a problem with it, we'll work with you on it. Yeah. But if you're not going to follow it, then you need to go find something else to do.
Totally.
That's it. So that's what I've done, and I've learned how to do it all along. So, but anyway, so I've been in technology. I managed like J. Crew.
Right.
We had a POS and a internal support desk.
Right.
So that's your store support and the other support.
Yeah.
And during that time, I went to Columbia and I decided to go to the grad school there for technology management. And I met like one of my best friends, Francine. So we started talking. It was a 2-year program, 5 women, 27 guys.
Right.
So that's the norm, right?
Yeah.
And so we graduated, and all the guys wanted to be on our teams, project teams, because they're like, you guys get it done. So it's really fun. But my friend Francine and I, at the graduation, one of the guys...
Wait, is Francine the one you're doing the podcast with?
Yeah.
No. Okay, cool. I'm like, why does that name sound so familiar? Okay.
Because Francine and I, like, we just would riff and we'd talk and we'd have a great time. And so one of the guys at graduation says, you two need to start a show together. And that's where the podcast idea came out. So literally, I've been thinking about this since 2012. But now I finally got, I'm working for Tech Systems now.
Right.
And I really like it. But I need more. Because it's, you know, I've done this stuff before. I know how, I got it down cold.
Yeah.
So that's
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you've successfully overcome, and what did you learn from it?
I think every day is a challenge. Like, what's new? What's the newest thing coming down the road? What do you have to be aware of? So for me, one of the things I really wanted to do was manage offshore teams.
Right.
And I hadn't been offshore.
Right.
So that was a challenge. That was a challenge. That's it. So I was working as a contractor for AIG.
Right.
We needed to train everybody to support 72,000 people in a 1-month period, and I'd be training them at the same time.
Right.
So we all worked around the clock. So I flew to Chennai, got with the team, and we were working nights too.
Right.
It was crazy. And there was no air conditioning because it's Chennai, it's 90 degrees in the middle of the night. So we worked overnight, and I trained everybody, and we rolled this thing out within 3 weeks. And it was brutal, but it was amazing. That was the most challenging thing we've done, and we've got everybody on board in terms of logistics. In terms of personality and things.
Yeah.
I think some of the challenges there are dealing with people who aren't being straight with me.
Right.
Like, that's my hardest thing. I'll tell you the truth, but you have to tell me the truth back if it's not right for you. So for me, that's the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
And often I get challenged because I am a woman in IT, but I expect that. Which is sad, because the younger women don't expect that. But I do, and I move. Now I don't get that as much, because I'm older. So
I think we were talking about that in a different interview, where it's not just IT or tech. In life, we have perceptions of people.
Yes.
Period. And it stems from where we've been in life to where we've come today, and what we wear or what we drive or what kind of job we have, whatever. I mean, there's just perceptions everywhere.
Right.
And so it's about confidently communicating your value and self-worth no matter what the situation.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What I love about this, the conference we're at right now, is I feel like everyone drops those judgments and just accepts whoever. And this feels like the conference where everybody's just so open and everybody's coming and saying, oh, yeah, we're all competent, interesting, talented women with different skills. Tell us your story.
Totally.
And that's what's been great for me.
Totally.
Because sometimes I think, you know, I'm 58. So sometimes I have my moments of cynicism and jadedness. And then I came into something like this, old, young, everybody was open. And that's been exciting for me. So, and I think I challenge myself by coming here. You know, and I challenged myself by joining Chick Tech last year. I just joined them, and I'm in the Chicago branch.
That's so cool. Tell us more. Tell us more about Chick Tech, about everything.
So Chick Tech, my company, sponsored a party, like a cocktail party, and then they made a presentation. I'm like, I used to do education.
Yeah.
I have an English lit. Then I got my master's in technology. These people are for me.
Right.
And so that's what I did. I went up to them. I said, I really want to be involved in this. So they had me come and volunteer for the ACT-W conference in Chicago.
Right.
which is just like, this is great. These yeah. are, I met fantastic women. We're all committed to it. We all have different skills.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got involved. And so I became the volunteer lead for Chicago. And it's just like I go to these sessions, the workshops for the teenage
yeah.
the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And I learned how to MySQL, you know, do query searches
right.
on the Netflix database for, you know. And
totally.
It was great. It was yeah. great, you know. And the girls they're so like, oh, wow, this is exciting. They're quiet, but they're yeah. so quietly excited.
Yeah.
The kickoff weekend, there were so many things to see of what the girls had done in Chicago.
Right.
And it was just unbelievable. And, you know, Chicago's got a real challenge
yeah.
for schools. So pulling these young women from all these different schools around the city of Chicago,
yeah.
it just felt so good. It just, and it's not, I have to admit, it's not altruistic at all, because we get so much out of
right.
it as volunteers.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm feeding my soul by being there.
Oh,
you know?
No, totally. Like, I do this podcast for selfish reasons, because I love making a positive impact
in other
people's
go.
Lives. It sounds so hokey, but hey, like,
it does
I
sound
get
hokey.
To make the, yeah. yeah.
And the
privilege.
Other thing is, when I was in grad school, the year we graduated, there was another group coming up in the fall. There were no women. We had 5 out of 27.
Yeah.
There were no women in the upcoming class.
Right.
And that's really unsettling. It's like, we're not bringing the girls into technology
right.
at whatever level we need to.
Right.
And we had a fight. Francine and I joke about how we had a fight to get our way
right.
in. Francine particularly, because she had a kid when she was 16.
Yeah.
And then she went back to school and she got her undergrad. And
yeah.
then she got her grad and she learned coding along the way. But they looked at her and said, oh, you don't, it's Columbia. Oh, you don't have a really good record. You didn't yeah. get A's when you... She's like, that's 23 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I've been working in it. So that's the prejudice. We can see it. She went and fought her way in. She's smarter than me, I'll tell you that, any day of the week. And she, you know, she does QA and development.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So where can we find you? Find out more about you.
Well, I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
I got to start a website, but you can always get hold of me at my
email, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. JCuff51.
Can you spell it for us?
At JCuff51.
C-U-F-F?
C-U-F-F.
So J...
At J.
The letter J.
Yes.
Yeah.
C-U-F-F-51.
Cool. What is your favorite book, personal or professional, or both?
Oh, my favorite book. I thought you were going to ask me movies. I can list those for days. When I was younger, I read Gone with the Wind 5 times. I read Little Women 3 times. Recently, I just like murder mysteries. They relax
me. My mom likes murder.
I love murder mysteries. So P.D. James is like one of my favorites. So
P.D. James?
P.D. James or Janet Ivanovich, who just died, who was doing hilarious.
Are they true stories?
No, they're all detective.
Yeah.
Yeah. One's British.
You need to send them to me, because my mom is obsessed with murder mysteries.
Oh, well, she's already read these then. She's
yeah.
read Ivanovich, who's really funny, writes about yeah. Stephanie, who runs around New Jersey.
I mean, I don't read these.
Yeah. So they're
fancy. I'm too paranoid. I'd get caught up.
Well, see, one of my podcasts I've been listening to is My Favorite Murder.
Oh, I heard about that one. I heard
hilarious.
It's really good. And
hilarious.
I was like, no, it'll make me paranoid.
I have never been so laughing so hard and so grossed out by the murder. But now if I see somebody says something like a guy is weird guy I see walking down
yeah.
the street, I walk by and I'm like, oh, he's a murderer.
What? No, I completely cannot listen to this podcast.
Oh, it's so
I would become
funny,
so
though.
Paranoid.
Oh yeah, and they're in California, so you might
no,
be,
I
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
And your favorite tech tool?
My favorite tech tool these days is ServiceNow, because I'm a data geek, so I'm able to pull a ton of data from it and do some work with it. So.
Tell us more about it.
So ServiceNow is a tool that most of the support desks, either help desks or other, like I manage a NOC right now, they use to collect data and to get their tickets so they know what they have to fix. So it's either set up automatic or someone opens a ticket manually. And the thing is, it gives you all the information and the notes and the data and the time it was open, time it was closed. And so I do a lot of data analysis with my offshore team to
yeah.
make sure that we're meeting the SLAs, service level agreements. I'm not sure if I have to explain that. But
Yeah. I like to explain
yeah.
everything. Yeah.
So because we're a contractor for our clients, we have to measure those service level agreements and make sure we're meeting them. So ServiceNow, you know, I've done Salesforce.com as well, but ServiceNow is my tool for now, because most of our clients use it. It's a pretty
yeah.
big tool, and there's a lot of information there.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So.
Thank you for hanging out with the Women
you.
In Tech podcast.
Thank you. You gotta go get some rest soon.
Nope, no rest for me. As P. Diddy says, I could sleep when I'm dead. So you guys say hello at Women in Tech on Women in Tech Show on socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and connect with more extraordinary women in tech around the world on the Women in Tech Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.